First, just a word of welcome and of introduction of my dear friend, Dennis Baker. Dennis is a Jesuit deacon who will be ordained to the priesthood on June 13th, so just in another 5 weeks or so. This will be one of the last times he's functioning as a deacon, so we've made some commemorative t-shirts for the event. They'll be available after the Mass. When I was a child, I was probably right around the age of receiving my own First Communion, I would thumb through a leather-bound prayer book that belonged to my grandmother. The book was memorable for several reasons, not the least of which was just a couple pages in, there was an artistic rendering of the crucifixion. Underneath were written words that Dennis just read. Greater love than this, no one has. Even as a small child, I felt like I understood what the point was. That Jesus' love for us, for me, was so tremendous that he died. And this was a love that could not be outdone. As I'm a little older, I still, of course, agree with my younger self. But I would probably add just one further sentence. Jesus' laying down his life for his friends shows us a love that could not and cannot be outdone. But as his friends, we are called to match that love. Whether we do that or not, I think, comes down to an answer to a simple question. Do you live your life for yourself or for others? Now, on one level, we all do things for ourselves and we all do things for others. That's well and good. But that's not exactly what I'm talking about. The question really is whether or not the orientation of your life is to give yourself away for others. Or if it's to take what you have, your possessions, your talents, your kindness, your sympathy, your ability to see things from other people's perspective, whether you take those things and hoard them for yourselves. I think it's a question that all of us need to consider. Adults and children, and maybe most specifically, those of you among us who, before we leave today, will receive the Eucharist for the first time. You've learned here at the Holy Trinity School or in our religious education program that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that's true. You've learned that when you receive communion, you come into a deeper communion with all of us, a unity, as we all try to come into a deeper communion with Jesus. And when we come into communion with Jesus, we become like Jesus, who laid down his life for others, who always lived his life for other people. Now, concretely, what does that look like? Well, I wouldn't say it's frequent that our culture trumpets the virtues of living your life for others. But today, our culture gives us Mother's Day. Mothers know a lot about laying down their lives for others. Look at your mothers, if you're lucky enough to have them here with you. And if not, think of your mothers. And think of other mothers in your lives, mothers of friends, your wife, grandmothers, sisters, nieces, daughters for some of you. We could think about the men too, of course, dads and sons and brothers and uncles and grandfathers. But today, in a special way, the society, and I think we should go with this, asks us to think about those women in our lives who gave us life, our mothers. And all of those women in our lives who make our lives vibrant, who make them worth living. People who are like mothers to us. These mothers, please God, show us more than any words could what it means to lay down your life for someone else, to live your life for someone else. Think about that, and permit me, if you will, to tell a brief story about how my own mother showed me a glimpse of that lesson. It was the summer of 1995. Do you remember 1995? I don't. Some of it. It was just before I began my senior year of high school. My brother was 14, and my sister was 9. We were making that grand tour of New England colleges, and we were driving back from Boston on the Massachusetts Turnpike to our home on Long Island. It wasn't as happy a trip as it should have been. Just a year before, my father had passed away, and in that year, my mother had just recovered from a rather serious illness. To say that she had a lot on her plate would be a massive understatement. She had enough to fill a platter, like the platter you keep at the back of the cupboard and you only take out for Thanksgiving each year. Now, if you know that route from Boston, you know that you take 90 west until you hit 84, and then you snake down through Connecticut, come to New York, sit in traffic for 9 hours, and get to Long Island. But if you go that way, you don't go through Springfield, Massachusetts. And if you don't go through Springfield, Massachusetts, you don't go to the National Basketball Hall of Fame. And if you have 2 teenage sons who love basketball, you may have just missed a chance to make their day, their week, and maybe even their summer. So we took the detour. As I'm a little older now, I can look back at that and realize that my mom literally went out of her way to make us happy. I can look back at that and know that probably the only thing that she wanted to do was get home, go up to her room, close the door, and remind God that it was never part of the plan for her to be doing all of this by herself. But that day, she made it her joy to see our joy. My mom lives her life for other people, especially for her children. And I'm betting the same is true for a lot of people here and a lot of the people we're thinking of right now. Do you live your life for yourself or for others? Whether you're too young to receive your first communion, or you're receiving your first communion today, or you're so old that you feel like your first communion was shortly after they invented first communions. This question is for you. And the answer comes in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who laid down his life for his friends. A love that cannot, could not be outdone, but a love that each of us is called to match. So let us do just that. Let us be like Christ. Let us be imitators of our mothers and lay down, live our lives for others.